We back. No Huddle Podcast. I got a hat this time. My cousin gave me my cousin was telling me how to fight. He's like, man, you need to wear a hat. Because I didn't cut my hair, but I cut my hair today. I only cut it because for the Erica Banks show and shit. And just because anytime we go, if it's a party for next week, I'll probably cut my hair again. But I always wear hats. Yeah. Actually, though, CJ, I've noticed, I think I've never seen us without hats. Like Pookie,
No.
UCJ,
Yeah,
TV.
you can't see wear that thing. I cut mine, I still wear hair. Why are you
Yeah,
like, well,
I'm
shit, I
used
gotta
to
be comfortable, right?
it. Hey,
I'm gonna
well,
let y'all see. I'm gonna go a hat. Well, this episode, no hair.
I waited. We'll get right to some stuff. First of all, before we get to the big stuff, we know about the deed all the shit.
Hold on, let me.
We need to go into this. I guess put this one away. Did you see the out of everybody talking about? Did you see the damn Jerry Jones scribbling stuff on the notepad? And then he was supposed to be. I guess he's supposed to be writing some important. They thought he was writing some important stuff down.
Let me get some scribble got out. I haven't heard about this. I haven't seen this.
Just no scribble. See, Quitter sort of. I can show the picture on here on YouTube, but I'm gonna go to the screen. He's the Jerry Jones scribble. I mean, it was like. And then we were looking at the pitch, and we were like, "Damn, we doomed!" Like the Cowboys, yeah, we in for a long season because this dude ain't even caring about doing nothing. And he's smiling with it too. He like really smiling with it, like, "Yeah, I'm really doing some stuff." And it's a Jerry Jones scribble or something on pad. Right here we go. Damn it, picture. I just right here. See the picture. He said, "You see, he writing nothing. There's nothing but scribble on that pad, and he is really, literally, like happy and looking like, yeah, look at me. This is at the draft or the, I think the draft or the owners meeting or something. Yeah. So yeah, hey, Cowboys season. Okay, don't got a running back right now. I'm hearing Deuce Vaughn might be number one. That's not going to turn out good." Because he's like Tony Pollard, but a worse version, maybe faster.
Man, they didn't give him a lot of touches.
Yeah.
It's still early, man. Like, you haven't had the draft yet, and then you never know
No.
what's gonna happen on the back end
Yeah.
of fridge when training camp gets here. But they're gonna probably draft a running back, man, third, fourth,
Yeah.
fifth round.
They probably go early now. No one,
But you
Cowboys,
won't,
offensive
you
line.
ain't gonna have that big name when unless,
Yeah, no one.
so you just that's why. That's where the concern is, and that's why, it's like, damn, Diego. So, like I said on the other episode, once you didn't take advantage of that Derrick Henry situation,
As
it's
crazy as
pretty
he was,
much, damn. Let's see
couldn't
what's
get
gonna
Derrick
happen.
Henry. And damn, the draft, what we got? Damn, the draft is going to be starting soon, huh?
Basically 4 weeks, probably you could say 3 weeks now, but
Yeah. So
We get.
ready for the draft. Ready to see. I'm pretty sure oh yeah, Caleb Williams. He been having pictures floating around lately, and he been wearing like lipstick and pink phone case, and he got like a pink. His nails is pink, and one dude like, man, this dude Caleb Williams trying everything he can to not get drafted by the Bears because of the pink stuff. And maybe he like pink, but I don't know about okay, back in the days, it was a thing. Oh, you wear pink, the dudes thought you were kind of funny. But now I guess dudes wear pink all the time. But it was a thing. I guess what Cameron started that pink thing, really. Remember, he used to wear the pink minks and the pink shirts and the pink stuff, pink bandanas and all that stuff. And I wasn't a fan of a lot of his music besides that Old Boy was a pretty good song. But yeah. Maybe that's what Kelly Weaver, he just likes, I guess these new age dudes, they like this stuff. They like the word. Okay, I guess we can go weird. That's kind of a weird thing. Like he paints his nails, he got these little weird symbols on his nails and stuff. Like now, ladies, that's weird. You want somebody weird, that's Kayden Williams is an example of somebody weird. He keeps a little purse. I saw he got like this dude got like you could take a female and put in that picture you'd think it's a female with the stuff he got. He got the pink thing, the pink little case, Like he look like he might got his he look like he got his girlfriend phone on him. Like his girl's like, hey, hold my phone for me. But hey, he's still millionaires of money. Like the college, Kendall College is still, but Kelly. Oh, speaking of college, we got the NFL, the damn NBA. I mean NBA, the damn tournament. That's winding down.
March Madness, March Madness. I was late. I ain't been watching it like that, but hell, I seen. I ain't know Duke. Duke took down Houston. Who Houston? A lot of people had them going to the Final Four. So
Damn,
hey,
didn't
I'm been a Duke basketball fan since I was younger. So hey,
I like
it.
Carolina. I'm North Carolina fan for a while. I like cause I fell in love with the colors. Then I knew Michael Jordan went to Carolina, and then I was like, I'll just Carolina.
Since we're talking about Carolina, I always liked that color combination, that black with that Carolina blue. I always liked that jersey. That jersey. Hell, of course, the shoes. I mean, shit.
Straight because I think the top. I mean, I guess there's only two schools that have the best colors, uniforms, colors: Oregon and Carolina. Like you can't, well, you can say Carolina Panthers too because they have the same colors. But that Carolina
Don't
blue,
count.
that Carolina
What are you talking about?
blue, that's the that everybody
Carolina.
loved that Carolina. The blue, I remember so there were some Carolina blue Jordans I seen a longest time
Oh
ago.
yeah.
Those were so nice. I wish I could find them.
I had some black the Jordan short. My homeboy sold them to me. It like the shorts and the man. It was a
Oh, I had
shirt.
some shorts too. I had some
If
Biggie
you had the
shorts.
shoe, I have it. You had the shoe. You had the whole that outfit was
Well,
legit. The shorts were legit
Dickies,
though. But
bottom Dickies. Remember Dickies?
yeah,
Wearing Dickies, wearing Dickie
Dick.
suits. Middle
Dick.
school boy, I had the black, you had the browns. You had to have black, the
My homeboy
brown.
still he still I hate Levine out here no
White.
more.
Oh, yeah, Levine's, boy. Levine's. Boy, you know what? I got some stuff in layaway from Levine's that my mama never got out. It was a Dallas Star jersey that I wanted, and it was some other stuff. That thing stayed in Levine's for years until Levine's went out of business. Levine's, I literally Levine got stuff right now. I would go to Levine's right now to wear something for tonight if Levine's was still open.
Yeah.
Levine, let everybody in the conversation if y'all know about Levine's. Y'all know.
You gotta go to Dallas to go to Levine's now. You gotta
Man.
go. They got two or three locations.
They got it still around?
Yeah, they got,
Dang.
and they got one. I don't know what part of Dallas that's considered, but
Levine got some real nice stuff too. I had to check them out one day because I thought Levine was just going out of business for
no, they
good.
got a
So,
couple.
damn.
But yeah, that's it. But
Levine's.
yeah, we're gonna y'all. Hey, we're just gonna get a shout out. What's on tap tonight? Erica Banks. She is speaking of Dallas. She from DeSoto, I believe.
She
Erica
from,
Banks,
cause I didn't know she's
like
from
from
Texas.
DeSoto.
So she kind of like
Yeah,
Megan Thee
for sure.
Stallion type.
Yeah, so she's in town tonight.
Who you think bigger right now? Well, I thought Megan's probably bigger now, right now. But I seen a video that busted the song. It got like 72 million views.
Yeah, that's just her. Well, if you're talking about female rap, I mean, it's probably Sexy Red right now, but
Yeah, everybody see it, but
Sexy
rapping
Red.
wise, I think Erykah Banks kind of go harder than Sexy Red. Sexy Red is like, she just got, I guess,
Well, I just think a
she was a
lot of
female.
Erica back her music ain't been what you call it. It
Heard
ain't
her
been
floating around lately, like this out there.
yeah, it's
Kind of like just Britney music. She used to go hard,
cause
you
like okay, for instance, I don't know my. Like my cousin that's in Atlanta, I don't know if he know Erica, but so it's like some artists. That's the thing about the music industry. Some, because
Slow
I'll
that
tell them
down.
it's just like fucking. Let's just say
Like underground.
how some people don't know who Zero is, or oh, he it's just a South thing or a Texas thing.
See, that's how I used to go through when I was on Mr. Blunt website. I was talking about
Yeah,
underground
it's.
rappers, Chameleon, that before they was big, nobody knew what it was. But some people did know, like, because they were so big, they had people up in New York knowing them. But when he was underground, he was getting big, like Powerwall Chameleon was. That's when they was really moving stuff, because people didn't really know. You couldn't just go out to New York and like, hey, it's Chameleon, and people know, but people knew you, but you had to really promote you. And there wasn't no internet where it was, but it wasn't like it is now, Facebook and all that crap.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
yeah, Erykah Banks. I'm ready to see what she's gonna look like.
Best,
Yeah.
best. And then she I know she's on some features and shit like that. So, I mean, she knows how to gravitate. She, like these female rappers, they know how to make a song to gravitate, like the club bangers and the and it's the production, it's the
Yeah.
catchy hooks and all of that. Of course, Sexy Red, that's what pulling everybody in, you know, just the catchy
Yeah.
songs and shit like that.
You know what this red
And
type of
if you already know the female
Yeah.
artists, if they have the sex appeal or the
Yeah.
sexiness, hey.
Sexy. But I think Sexy Red like that type of girl that like if I was a manager in music, I could just find any girl and say, here, this I'm gonna write your music, I'm gonna do this for you, and you just perform it. Cause a lot of women do that. Like Sexy Red, she probably don't write it. She's just probably got a good manager and manage people, and she just here, this is your stuff, you just do this and go out there. Cause she ain't really this Nicki Minaj just out there going hard with some lyrics. She just makes some catchy songs like Glorilla. Now Glorilla a little bit better. That Yeah Glow, I can't. That's a jam. I gotta can it to that Yeah Glow.
A lot of dudes saying that jam, so it must be
Yeah.
I'll pay attention to that shit. So
Yeah, cause I didn't think I thought
even that
that.
tomorrow gets stuck in my head. It usually stuck
Yeah.
like and since we talking about female artists, I'll be, you know, just like you giving credit, I'll give credits like, hey, you know, with Cardi B, some people said she couldn't rap, some people do, but certain bars
Hey, I
are
like Cardi
catchy.
B.
Some are catchy.
Cardi B go
She
pretty
said
hard.
something in her
That new
verse,
song she
in that
got.
verse in tomorrow. Shit, I mean.
Hear that new one she got? That new song she got. That new one she got. That's jamming too. It's about this. It just came out. I don't hear you be on TikTok and all and Facebook and
I have to hear
Instagram.
if I see it out.
I know you haven't heard it. I can't play it now because YouTube, but
Right.
yeah. Speaking of women now, I heard somebody said something. Somebody made a post. Rory, he made a post about it.
Yeah,
Like what happened to he
my
like
classmate, by the
yeah.
way.
He like what happened to the East Texas media? After I left, ain't nobody doing that. I said, I'm thinking the women are actually doing more than the dudes. Now, I remember Rory from before. I told y'all the story about the stuff. Him and the girl. But I want to get into all the stuff, but I remember, when I did the A&R thing, they was one of the groups. I would say they one of the people I went to and met with to try to get distribution and all this stuff. But yeah, hey, back then I guess we didn't have what we have now. So in reality, they didn't really have to use get their own. They could did it themselves, like they said, because I can put my stuff on Insta, on Facebook and whatever, and Apple Music and that right now without nobody doing nothing. I do it right now free. So hey, especially if y'all don't know what to do. If y'all looking for something, y'all want to get promoted, your music or something, hey, send it to me. I'll put you up on Insta, on Apple Music, iTunes. I had a dude on there now. Shout out to Zane. I had a song. I don't think you ever heard that song.
What's
Where's
that?
the dude? It was a white. Well, it was. I had this guy. I had his music. He's called White Rick James. I got his song put on Apple Music and all this stuff for a while. It's. I don't know why, but it should still be in there.
I think I remember you mentioning him.
Yeah.
I think.
I can do that. So like, and then I got a dude now. I know now. His name's Bart Henderson. He got some music. We gonna probably start using some of his music for his group because they've been trying to get
I know, boy,
heard.
here I said he. I know it's a bar here that said
What?
they went to White House.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Let me see. You probably know him, but I don't know if you know him. You probably do. If he do
I want to
music,
say I know
but I work with him.
he played football, so.
He might have
But
played
shit,
football, but I'm gonna show you a picture
well,
of him.
he gotta be, he'll be older than me, I believe.
Yeah,
Because I think he was a.
let me see
I'm
if your
trying to make sure I
picture.
got the right fit, because.
Like this dude, I work with him now.
That look for me. He look for me. But
Well, he got a
see,
groove. He been
I'm
telling me,
trying to
yeah.
remember him, like, put the face with the
He been
name.
telling me like, yeah, you can use my some of my artists and stuff. So we're gonna probably get them on the show or get an interview or some type of stuff. We had a part where we're gonna try to do something, maybe a podcast or episode where it's like how like Shannon got the Ocho and the regular stuff. Then he got Gilly on Wednesdays and nights and stuff. So maybe me and Bart do stuff. But he been trying to he a music guy. So we trying to and I say, hey, if you want to get like I was trying to help artists get heard and people they want to do stuff. And he's like, yeah, I'll be seeing you doing pay you like you're real ambitious and stuff. Like, yeah, that's what we do. So because I couldn't get help from nobody back in the days, but I tried, I did everything myself. Couldn't get beats, couldn't get people to come talk to me in interviews, couldn't get people to watch my videos, couldn't get none of that stuff. And I just kept doing it by myself.
And that's what makes you and that
Yeah.
make that's what makes you want to do shit and keep pushing in their face, because people
Yeah.
they watching or they listening. So
Yeah.
like No matter if they say something to you, they might see you tonight. They seen you before. They thinking it. They just won't say nothing to you. They don't want acknowledge it. It's cool.
Ignite.
That's
Yeah,
cool.
oh.
But you just gotta stay working. That's what we. That's all we know to do.
Now
So.
I know somebody's doing it who's gonna not acknowledge me, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna happen after if we go to the jungle. It's gonna happen. Like it always happens. But south of the jungle, they've been acknowledging who I am besides one person. And I'm like,
Shout
golly.
out to the jungle for last night too.
Was the jungle jumping?
We was at the
Like was it pack pack? Like it was just
It was a good crowd. It was a good
good.
crowd. OTV Fast Lane, nice young ladies last night. Saw some friends. I'm glad everybody had a good time. OTV did a thing. We appreciate the hospitality. And yeah, I mean, because we le and then we left. We went to the next location. But
That's the
I
exit.
think they turned up. I don't know. They might have just turned up at the Hacienda. Just continued it over there.
Yeah, but I mean, it was right next door.
Yeah, so you know, did they thing on Good Friday? Hey, salute! I had to mention that because last night started everything, started the whole weekend, fully loaded weekend. So,
Yes, good thing it
you
wasn't
know,
letting no fights, nothing happen, no
oh
people.
yeah, for sure. No, no,
Besides, don't
nah,
say.
chill, chill, shit, chill,
Also,
shit.
did I saw you see me in the picture? A sensation, you the girls,
Nah, I ain't
and
see
I
you,
seen
bro.
the. Well, I
Nah.
seen. Well, I know there's a girl. I can see this part of the next topic about women and the way they be acting lately. And then one of them, I'm like, damn, why do women don't? What did I do to them? So I be asking. I wonder, like, I asked you, see, what did I do to some of these women? Do you remember? Or something, because some of the
Well, you can
niggas.
ask them shit. See if they tell you. That's
Yeah, I be
probably
asking. I
it.
be wondering. I be like, dang. Now, like one of them, I remember this one. I said, last time we had some interaction before that was like regular, was she asked me she needed a ride to the club. Now, I left. Now, I don't see, came from Tyler to Longview to pick her up. Three of them, you know the three I'm talking about, and bring them back. Now, she like, I'm gonna give you some gas money. Okay. But she didn't give it to you, said she didn't give it to me right then. I'm like, okay, give it to me later, blah, blah, blah.
You gonna sell me?
And so I asked her about the money while we was in the club that night. And I was like, you got that gas, you'll give me that money. And she walked off and came back, kind of upset maybe, and handed me a bunch of ones.
Get these.
Yeah, I mean, I could have told her that. But she
With the barter system.
And she walked off, and that's the last time she was cool with me. I mean, like I said, I'm tired of being a nice guy. I used to be that. I used to be the nice guy. You know, you probably used to do this, CJ. You used to just be
Man,
nice.
you have to be. Yeah, I'm gonna say this. I'm just gonna put it out there. I told myself, man, and society. I think society deals this card. You just have to be more, a lot, a little more stern on certain stuff.
Got
So what you saying? I said, but if people don't understand it, it's just like, hey, they already talk about the being too friendly anyway. Look, I just think the look. I just say this to people. I think it's a better. The world's a better place if you be nice, I be nice, and act accordingly.
But see what they do, they used to gas me like most people that call, they're gonna call like three, four people like, well, you gotta pay me $30 to do it. No, they can let me call Rob, CJ. I know 'cause they're not gonna charge me because they're nice.
Jasmine, what's happening?
So I'm like, and then I said, nope. I can't do that no more. I need my money too, cause you ain't doing that. My cousin was telling me this the other day. He's like, hey, no, cause women be wanting money and stuff. Like, fuck it, what you finna give me? So that's how I am now. Like, you want to ride to McDonald's or something or whatever? What, you ain't finna give me some gas, but you give me something. What you finna give me? You finna pay me some gas, or you finna? I just
Pay
how
me
I
some gas,
feel.
or
You for the
yeah.
favorite stuff. You have to do from not. I used to being nice. If you ain't my wife or my girlfriend, then I'm not can't be nice to you like that. Even though you might be the nicest girl, like I said, we had
Do that. Well, I got my man chick. You know, I cook
Hey,
for a little bit, but.
and I remember we had the little get together at the Grand Slam, and was it was nice. I want to let them know because I'm pretty sure she might hear no hard feelings about whatever I posted. I'm just saying, hey. I know y'all might not think what I am. I'm not as popular as you think because you don't come over here on my side. I'm way, like I said, I can tell. I told you this. I'm more known. Take these people, what are people these women chase after in the city, line them up with me. Take them outside of Texas, just line them up in front of people in, let's go to what, that's the name of random tank, Wyoming. Stack them in Wyoming and ask random people, get about 100 people in the top of the, and I'm gonna have my YouTube stuff, take anything that I know from distance to Jamie, anything, and ask them, do you know who, you know this, which one of these guys do you know? Guarantee you one of them, at least one, will know who I am before they know who those guys are. That's, it is a fact. Now, I know y'all ladies see all these guys flossing and fronting and stuff, blah, blah, but, and thinking, oh, because he, this guy's tall. And another thing, I don't know why these women, I'm not 7 foot tall. I'm not 350 pounds. When you see my pictures, you see me, I'm not that. So why, they always expecting me to be bigger and taller when they see me in person for some reason. And I never understood that. Like, y'all see me, but when they see me, I don't know. It's short. Women don't like short dudes like that. Some do, some don't.
Yeah, they say they,
Yeah.
they,
Yeah.
I don't know if you never hear a woman say, "Oh, I like short dudes." That it's
Yeah.
always tall,
Tall.
"Oh, what's your type?" "Oh, yeah, tall." They might
Yeah.
not mention tall because they might mention
Yeah.
this over the
Yeah.
height, but
Now, one thing I do like now, because I did this having a beard.
short niggas ain't got
I
pussy
didn't,
too.
hey. My ex, she, only reason I got a beard and hair on my face is because she liked it. She like, keep your hair. I like it, because I was clean cut. She didn't know
Hey,
that
trust me.
I
Hey, speaking of got one, they like me. I'm just look, they'll tell you
was
it's I'm just being honest. So hey,
They like it. I was like,
you know what I'm
man.
saying? Some things you hey, if it works for you, fuck it. Ain't no
Okay.
wrong.
Yeah. But
We don't
speaking
got no
of
grills, we ain't
that.
got, hey,
So,
we got some tattoos and shit. Rob got more
yeah.
than me, but
Yeah, I met another tattoo lady when I was delivering a grub after right across the street from on McDonald Road, right that corner, right on the corner. It's like a little shop. It was a white lady. And I asked her about doing, she gave me a card because I want to do like a cover up. I told her about this. She's like,
That's interesting.
slave. So I'm gonna see what she's talking about. I bet I get this tattoo cover up for the longest. And if I can see this one right here, this dude, I can tell you the JP, my boy JP, he used to do tattoos. He did most of my tattoos besides the Joker right here, and besides the arm. What arm, but the wings, angel wings are my dad's name on my arm. That's the only one he didn't do. Other all the rest he did. And he used to do his tattoos in the hotel. You know, we did West shit. So we'd be in hotels all day. So he'd bring his stuff and be like $25. $30, $10, he give tattoos. Now we knew he was, he brought it, so he showed us here, this is the new needles and all this. I was okay. And I got my first tattoo was this, no, the 3CP. Was it that? Anyway, that's the first one he got, the 3CP. That's the first one he did. And hey, it was cool, in it, but he used to have a little hustle. So he would go, instead of, you know, the women being in Walmart, so we'd be in Walmart accounting, and he'll see some fine woman be like, hey girl, you want a tattoo? And that's how you get them to come to the hotel room.
That's
He's
hey, I don't blame
like,
that.
hey, you want those
You
tattoos?
know they're gonna give
Yeah.
them.
I
I
mean,
mean,
and he got a few films that we seen. I mean, we don't know what, but they come to the room. Like, okay, got it. And he give them tattoos, and he was probably getting them free
cause
tattoos.
some don't know tattoo artists, or
Yeah.
you got like
Yep.
some don't do them no
Yeah.
more. I could probably name
Hey.
two or three P off the top of my head right now, but shit, there'd be people,
This dude got us do at the place where I get my little, the little place on Glenwood where they do the little, the deals face I
Yeah,
told you.
the deal,
This
yeah.
dude, he sold me this drone. I went back to his house. He said, I got this drone. I don't need it. I said, I'll go buy it. So he sold me this tattoo. He had a brand new tattoo gun. And he said he bought it for $10 for it. It's used to be about 300 at least. Maybe more, maybe less. But he said, yeah, this is bad. Because they, let me find anything. I'm like, dang, I wish I would have found that. Now, I'm not a tattoo. I would have learned. I would have learned how to fucking do some tattoos. I probably would have messed up. But I would have, I was, I
Yeah,
kind of
you
wish I would have
know.
bought it from him. Because I could at least try something on my arm. I don't know. Tattooing myself, that's kind of weird. But hey, all that said, like I said, we're talking about the, now these hoes, like I said, I had a little miss out. I said something. I tagged you in a comment about people's stuff, people, like people saying people not liking me and stuff, and I would get messages from people, and particularly when like, oh, you know, you talking about me, and I'm like, that's
You
the last person.
talking to me?
That'd be the last, the people, this would be women y'all read, if y'all think y'all know me, if I interacted with you and you think I'm tripping over you when I say something on my post, You are not the only one. You trust me, you are not that one person I'm talking about. It's multiple. That's why I couldn't expose everything in this phone that happens, the people that say stuff to me, and that he would be like that. They you see them in public, they act like they don't know me. They act like they too stuck up. They act like they too good to me. But I can tell you, countless people who owe me money, who owe me whatever. This I can say about it. It's not, I'm not gonna. I don't broadcast it or say,
Miss America, what's up?
hey, Miss America, is she fine?
Yeah, Miss America's a bad. Shout out to Marshall, Texas, man.
Oh, speaking of Marshall, I'm kind of mad at Marshall
You
right
said,
now.
well, speaking on society, I want to cut you out because you get back on it. It's just like society stuff, man. Society, just like people talk about politics. Society, it's just society shit. Just like if you pull up Google right now, you're gonna see some headline news, man. You know, people.
Style. People
It's
just
crazy
follow
shit
the
happening
trend.
out there all the time. So,
People want to do. People be like to. People like to do what everybody does. So I say one thing, another thing. If people didn't have no Facebook page, no social media, some of these people wouldn't be nothing. They wouldn't be popping. They wouldn't be getting no. They wouldn't be nobody. Nobody would give a damn about them. And some of you women, I'm gonna look at y'all. Need to stop this acting like y'all celebrities on Facebook. And because you get a bunch of likes, that don't mean nothing. You're not Cardi B. You're not Nicki Minaj. You're not one of them girls. You're not that. I don't care how many likes you get. You ain't getting that type of money. You're not living that type of life. Just because you get a bunch of likes on Facebook, it ain't that. Now, okay, they made everybody creators now. Creators, so-called creator mode. Some of y'all not creators, and that's one thing I hate. Especially with somebody who actually does this. And before Facebook started making everybody say y'all can be content creators, I'm do this. I do this. I do this. Man, this little setup I'm looking at right here. I do this. CJ's done it before, like content with cameras and stuff and
yeah,
editing and
but
stuff.
shit, I have to have Rob do some editing. Now I've edited some like footage from events, weddings, and shit like that. So I really can't call myself a
The content.
content creator, but I got some shit on the table though. Some surprises, so I really can't.
Now, I thought about
I
something.
wouldn't. I can't put that on my profile just yet.
I got something
Just
that I
yet.
want to do, and I think since you got a camera, we got to go ahead and get it done. I want to do a documentary, and I can edit it, so I can make my own movies and edit it.
Oh
I
yeah,
want to
but
do a
you gotta have the
documentary
hook.
for like for the East Texas music or something. Since everybody say East Texas music ain't getting no love, let's do
For
it. A
sure.
documentary for East Texas music. Let's go interview some of the old LGs, some of the new people, the
There's
old
some, it's a, and
spirits.
there's some more interviews coming.
Yeah,
There's some more
so we can do
interviews
all
coming.
that. And I can
So.
clip it together because I can edit together and make it a whole documentary. Bam, that's what I'm trying to put together. So now I got to start reaching out to people and
I think
seeing
my
who.
cousin Atlanta would love that too, because I tell him about artists all the time. I see people try. I'm telling him about y'all, the Gabby Giovanni, the Sweet T's, Ro Tarantino's.
Oh yeah, we need to get
He
Gabby.
know about Young
We need
Red.
to
I mean,
definitely
it's the journey. I tell
Journey.
him
Yep,
about
Journey.
I tell him, and I can go on and on and on
Smitty,
to the, of course, Smitty.
we need to interview all of them. Just have
You
all
know, and I'm a
of them.
jam. Hey. I'ma still jam these projects. I'ma still, I mean, shit. That's just what we do.
Hey, we need to have Gabby. If we could get them where they probably want to come, we had to give them room. But if we had no chairs, Gabby would sit right here in my lap right here. You could have Smitty sit there, and then we could have a Sweet Tea sitting over here.
Yeah.
Also, no, I think I had Smitty sit on my left first, and then I tell you,
Hey.
my favorite
I'ma just say
female,
this, that'll be a hell of a forum. That's all
man,
I'm saying.
my favorite female right there. I think Gabby, my favorite rapper female right now, gotta be Gabby. I'm gonna send this clip to you, Gabby, because I've shouted you out. Now, you're my favorite, rapping, music, looks, promotion wise. You do the tacos, you do all
Okay,
this,
tell her, don't start. If, hey, like we know you come from, we know you feel. Look, you can't stop. You gotta
Can't.
give. You can't. God put this on the table, and people love the hell out of tacos. This,
Yeah, they're pretty
you're
good.
doing a rare thing. You're very versatile. Let me say this, since we're on the subject. I always said this, and I tell the people I really, really believe in this. A lot of times you'd be surprised who watching. Hell, I've been surprised, and I feel like I haven't even put my foot on the gas. So, and shit, if they watch a little on me, they damn sure watching y'all. Okay, even if the sex appeal pulls them in, She got five music. She do this. She do. She's always on the grind. I mean,
got him.
and I know y'all. Hey, when y'all move around, that's why I tell people about y'all. That's why I tell. Hey, that's why if y'all go to Atlanta, I know somebody got connects and shit.
Yeah.
So it's nothing. And I'm not going. Hey, I don't want shit in return. I just believe. Check that's how much I believe in y'all. So that's somebody got to do it. And it's up to little old Rob and little old me.
Yeah. I just want to be one
who
of the videos.
Fuck are we, you know, like,
put me in a video. I want to be like one of the actors in the video that dance on them. I told Gabby that we're supposed to be doing a video. She told me, she like, yeah, so.
Hey, her and Journey got a hot. I saw they post that clip on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
That song sound hot in the motherfucker.
Yeah.
So,
the Journey. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be paying attention.
Women in East Texas is going harder than the dude right now. Dudes, y'all need to step it up here. Y'all don't know y'all, rap, where are y'all? I mean, I ain't saying y'all doing it, but some. There's still guys that are doing stuff with it.
There's some guys that shit like
Trey Dez and all them.
I could take them anywhere. They can go against anybody. Trey Dez is Roe Tarantino's. The one man, I can go on and on the young Rez.
Yeah, all of those.
Can go on and on.
Hey, now speaking of music, we gotta go to the big news. Diddy news. Now we had to talk about this.
Hey, and I'm gonna just say this right now. I'm gonna let Rob lead that because I just been listening to what different people been saying, so I really haven't.
Well,
I've been sleep on the situation. I've been handling my own shit. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah. What happened is this is what Diddy says. Rapper Mogul. Blah blah blah. It says Diddy hosting. Blah blah blah. Now let me just read some of the article right here. It says lawsuits came much after Combs' former partner Cassandra Casey Ventura, the little singer girl, filed a lawsuit against him November, saying she accused him of raping her in 2018. Beating her, demanding she carry a firearm to make her uncomfortable and demonstrate how dangerous he is, and forced her into unwanted sexual encounters with sex male workers. Then it said Ms. Jordan said Combs will settle the day she filed for an undisclosed amount of money. Then lawsuit says he been on 16, number 16, he was sued by the singer, blah, 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 Cassandra Vitti. Then it says, told CNN that she chose to, wait, hold on. Then this other day named Rodney Little Rod. He says the most one said 2024 in February says he was subject to unwanted advances by Diddy. He was forced to engage in relations and sex with Diddy and all this crap and all. And then this dude named Jolie Dickerson Neal says filed a lawsuit against Cone. He drugged her. More women come forward. Then a anonymous plaintiff says 2999 meeting in with New York singer and Ford Hendrix, off and Drake. Pretty much Diddy is a damn weirdo. Oh, sweaty. Y'all weird and crazy. That's what dude. Now, this is what I think. Now, we all heard about the Diddy and him doing stuff with men and the women and stuff. I done kind of, since I know how that, I kind of know people. That people might know. Oh, how you know? I know stuff. I know people, and I know that Hollywood and how people get is like how like Will and Jada. You can't do what they doing in a real people in Tyler. It's like two couples in Tyler can't do what Will and Jada. Oh, I cheated on the guy, and we don't talk about it and have a show. You can't do that. That's Hollywood. They rich. They do stuff like that. You get that money, you can just do whatever you want. But Diddy, on the other hand, for the fact I know this is like I said, part of the Gene deal. I'm gonna reach out to him to try to get him on the show to talk about if he knows something about the industry. The day he was there, the night Diggy died, he does all this stuff. And he said, there's two particular stories I'm gonna tell here. And I think he got a book. I gotta ask him. That's another thing we can talk to him about because he got a book about the stuff. Now, this is the one. The first one is about Diddy. He was in a sex store somewhere in New York, and he was, he's bodyguard. So he just back there in the back, got chilling. And he sees, Puffy come over, he's over there in the butt plug section. And he'll picking up butt plugs and and Diddy and Gene was like, how you doing with these butt plugs? And he said, and Diddy was like, Gene, can I shop? And Puffy like Gene like, okay, hell yeah. He laughing. The Gene laughing and I like this nigga, but then that was something weird. And then he said there was a particular night. Him and this rapper, and he said he wouldn't name his name, but he wouldn't say his name. But for some reason, I just feel like it was Ja Rule. I don't know why in my head. I feel like Ja Rule. Just for some reason. But he said this New York rapper in that New York, and he said Like I said, allegedly, I'm not saying the name, YouTube, whatever. I saw Ja Rule in Athens a few years ago. I was doing security. Y'all seen that thing? I can't believe he was still getting paid to do stuff like that. Athens, Texas, out of all places,
He's a Pisces
Athens.
too. I'm
He
just
is. Oh
throwing it out there.
yeah. And the house was nice. This house in Athens, y'all. This African dude house in Athens, boy. Y'all think people in Holly Tree got houses and nice mansions? Nah, that house I seen in Athens. I got them
It's
beat.
on some acres, acres,
Yeah,
huh?
it's some big land, like big house. But anyway, he said it was in his room, and Puffy like, hey, don't let nobody in this room, no matter what. It was him, the rapper, and two girls. And so he said the dude, one of the rapper's cousin came up there, and wanted to talk to the rapper dude, and Jenny like, nah, I can't let y'all in here. And he like, no, nah, my cousin, I gotta, it's important, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I'm gonna do a whole arm with this nigga because I'm telling him, Puff said, don't let nobody in his room. And then he heard, so Puff heard a total commotion out there. He said, Puff come out with a towel on and talking about, what's going on? And he's like, oh, his cousin, like, oh, well, he said something like, okay, we'll be done or something. He said, but he's like, no, nah, well, don't let nobody on. So you like, put him with, hey, he said, man, it was some. I'm telling you, I don't know where I want to go in there because there's some freaky shit going on in there. And I remember he said, he's like, there's some freaky shit going on in there. And free, like, that's crazy because, like, if I'm in a room, if I got two girls, I want to get a real, let's say, see, that just is put it out there and say, hey, I got these women. We got to hope we're going to get to the room. I would probably want to get my own room with one. And some, but for a friend, I think this had one bed, this room. That's what I'm the thing I'm thinking. What he meant was
Oh,
like,
yeah, they had a suite where you could split it off.
yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't know, but it's like I just
We never
weird
knew
to
what that
me
was for.
now. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna go and say I have. Me and my cousin had a little stint in New Orleans, one of the best nights of my life.
Y'all get that split room.
It wasn't a split room. It was just one of regular. It was a regular room, right? And went to this strip club in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. And I walk in there. He said, "Here, this is where my cousin used to. Everybody knew him. He was like the king of New Orleans." And so he walked up in there, and all the strippers just started coming to us. And they stopped dancing with all the girls, the dudes, and they all came to us. Like, "Hey, Mr. Daylight," and we all like, and the niggas today like, "Damn, what are these niggas like?" I'm like, "Okay, cool." And
And
they,
someone say, "We don't need
you know,
it."
and then they kept him. He kept coming up to us, talking to him, blah, blah, and he like, "You heard?" I'm looking at her, like, "Yeah, who you like?" And this is one where she was like real thick, like Cherokee type. This boy, I'm just,
Rob, like, I want that one.
and I felt myself. I said, "Man, I want who? Like who you like? Like her? I like her." And something I'm thinking of it. We go back to the hotel room. The hotel room was one of the. I don't know if you remember this commercial. Remember this commercial? It was commercial about. It
What?
was a car commercial. And remember they said, "Where y'all from?" They said, "New Orleans." They said, "From New Orleans." It was like a Kia something commercial. It was a commercial.
What like on the movie? What's that movie? It's film right there.
Oh, this
She,
hotel, it's like
but
a
then
hotel.
the Tom Cruise movie.
I don't remember that one.
Shit. Damn, the one.
Tom Cruise,
No,
Mission Impossible.
because they filmed it right there. The scene, because they right there on. It's gotta be right there on Bourbon Street.
Well, this
I
street
mean,
is like right up, it's like right the next
because
street
they got the
over.
balcony out there,
Yeah,
whatever.
but this hotel is like real popular where a lot of people staying, and that's where we stayed
Yeah.
at. Had the whole, I mean, he had the screen. I got TV pictures on my Facebook already. He got a TV in the bathroom, and TV. And so anyway, we was there, right?
Living it.
And so we just chilling,
Sorry.
and then I heard a knock on the door. I was like, he's like, my cousin like, go answer that. Okay,
Yeah, yeah.
answer the door, and guess who it is? It's the two girls. It's the girl from the club, the one I pointed out, and another one that my cousin knew. I'm like, wow, shit. And now I wasn't expecting this. And
Peter, for me.
so they come in and we talk to you like, hey, what's up? What's that? And my cousin like, no, what's up? And so actually, I'm just sitting on. I'm not thinking. I'm like, well, what's up? Then I know he's talking. And my cousin just cut the lights off and he started going to work on the chick. And she's like, and the other girl in my bed, like, well, come on, just come. And I'm putting this like that. I
Yeah,
can't,
but
I'm like,
now he's like, you want to go get a bite to eat? You want to
so
eat?
he just, but my cousin's knocking this girl down the bed. That next bed, he not like lights off. And I said, I'll go over there. It's like her. She, and she, she so, this one was so like protective. to she didn't want to get this. Like, here, you put two condoms on. Yes.
Damn.
I'm like, okay, damn.
It was.
I mean, it was, boy, that was the biggest cake picking contest.
He was like, what I want to do first?
And also doing it, I was in there, but I was like, I guess it kind of threw me off because as opposed to having two colors on, it kind of threw me off. Like that, it was cool, but I couldn't feel nothing, so I felt like
Can't
stuck.
say what because I said that I
Yeah,
gotta be careful what I
because
say.
I don't know about YouTube, see, but we can say a little bit more.
We need the details out because you told me about it, but I don't
Well,
remember.
yeah, it was with them nights, and that's what happened out there. So, like I said,
Did y'all kick him out?
then they left after that. We stopped and
Oh,
they
you gotta
left.
kick him.
Yeah, they left. They just got up and left, and he gave them some money, and they left, and they went about on their ways. And I thought he was gonna switch. What's up, roses? And I thought I'm thinking, damn, because the one he had was real nice too. Like, damn, can I switch with her too? But they was cheerful. I see you, and they walked off, and we was on first. And I went down Bourbon Street again the next day by myself in the daytime. I remember because I had a Houston Oilers jersey on, the Earl Campbell throwback, and he was like, I was just walking through there, and the first I ever heard Jamaica, I'm seeing some Jamaicans, they were having a conversation. I remember it clearly because they was talking like they was mad at somebody who owed them some money or something, the way I could understand some of the stuff they were saying. And I was like, dang, I've never seen real Jamaicans like that. They was in a little alley on Burgess talking, but bumper clock money, yeah, he bought that bumper clock. I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. And I just walked down the
They were selling out Cuban cigars.
bridge. Hey, it was weird. But yeah, now this is another rumor I heard. I don't know how true this is, but it say Diddy getting raided and stuff. He's trying to air out Jay-Z, and Jay-Z apparently got like ex-wives that he done killed that made him disappear or something. And Diddy talking about it. I seen it on TikTok. And all that, you can't spread everything. You know them T pages that always people always spread news, or sometimes it'd be rumors or fake stuff. But I don't know how true it is, but I don't know. You know, like I said, he's Hollywood, he's rich people. Like Jay-Z, he done went to that Hollywood status. Now he ain't just a rapper guy like a Lil Wayne big. This dude, like, he up there, so I don't know. But hey, that was something. It is one of them. It was weird, like. I guess now I still think. Do you think Diddy had something to do with the hit on Pac? Or do you believe it was just, who do you think killed Tupac? Like, do you believe the Keith Diddy story? Or do you believe the, I know you heard the little half dead theory.
Well, I mean, it would make sense. Like, just, I mean, okay, I already had my theory before I watched the murder rap thing, and then when I watched all the shit, 2 + 2 = 4. Like, I mean, because
It's hard to
it's pretty much all okay. Well, I mean, Orlando. I mean, I believe Orlando Anderson pulled the trigger.
is my thing. See, I have a dental theory now.
So,
I feel something. I feel like I got another. I've been having another since I've been watching this, and the time I got a better. I got a theory that kind of makes sense. It makes sense when you think about it. So, if you ever seen the transcripts of the little interview that they did with the guy, the outlaw guy who died, Gaddafi, or one of them guys, you can see it's on the internet.
no,
Yeah, you got
I like
it's
that.
like an interview, like you know how they come interrogate you after a shooting or something, or whatever, after anything. So they show you can see the whole thing and read it, and he's talking about it, and you're like, what'd you see? Da, 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 da. So he says, what did the driver look like? He said the driver was light skinned and looked like a bitch. He said that. This is the guy who saw, he seen the car pass by. The driver was light skinned. And he said the arm, everybody says the arm was dark. So if you look at theory, you see that Orlando wasn't dark skinned. The dude who was in the back seat with Orlando, who they say was up in the back, was dark skinned. So they say maybe his name was Dre. Say maybe it was Dre. He pulled the trigger, but they say no. Dre, Kiwi said Dre's he chicken out. But I got a better theory. If you go and look up another name, you know who David Mack is. Remember David Mack? Or what's his name? He's a cop. Was it Mack? Was it Poochie? The guy who called, they called him Poochie. The one who had because he tied it to the Biggie murder too. He had the Impala that Suge Knight got him. They called him Poochie. Or it's like a cop. David Mack. I believe his name is David Mack. He's a dark-skinned guy. Him and there's a Rafael Perez is the light-skinned guy. They was all bodyguards for LAPD. They was all bodyguard, but they was working at they was LAPD cops. But Suge had those LAPD guys working with him under the ground. They didn't know it. So David Mack and Perez hang together. They did the little Rampart thing and all that, where they robbed the bank and all that. But yeah, David Mack. And then they were supposedly there in Vegas that night. They were supposed to have been there when Biggie got shot too. So if you think about it, light skinned it, Rafael Perez, you look at Rafael Perez, dark skinned it, you can see David Mack. I'm thinking maybe the car was they was in the car. And maybe Keefe, if Keefe, maybe Keefe D said this because they told him he had like inside knowledge, maybe Puffy's people was talking, but maybe he was in the front seat. Maybe he was in the front seat and he rolled with like here. You show him maybe. Now nah, I don't I'm think I'm just thinking like in my head, I'm like, because I if he the driver light skinned it, I say that Rafael Perez. That's the guy I've been seeing, Rafael Perez, because he's light skinned it and he looks like that guy. If you ever Google it, you'll Google me and look at that little interview and then you look at the watch, look at his picture, look at Rafael Perez, and you're like, damn, that dude. Okay, it kind of makes sense. If he's the light-skinned dude was driver, it would probably he would fit the description, right? Like, damn. So that's just my
I
theory.
mean, and then the thing I think about is, did they want to make this a theory? Because like some shit. I mean, hey, just like when you brought up, the JFK thing on the other episode,
Oh
some of
yeah.
these things. I don't know, man. I'm kind of like I don't believe in coincidence. I'm like, man. I mean, shit. I mean, it's unsolved stuff to this day. It's people that have lost their lives right now to this day. Even that's happened that close to where we at right now, that we don't know who did. But just because people ain't talking,
Hey,
so.
and I ended up reading that book. Well, I listened to the book, the OJ book. I shared it on Facebook. I used to listen. I actually read through the whole book.
So how it
And it
was
was pretty
interesting to
good.
you? Okay.
It was like because the dude narrating it sounds like OJ, like he's talking the way he's talking. He sound like it. And when he goes through the hypothetical, the way he goes into it is like how you remember stuff. This is like I think OJ. This now this we're back to the OJ thing. This is my thing right here. Okay, how he could have did it and how he couldn't have did it. So when you go at the hypothetical, and then he start talking, you see the interview, he'd be like, I remember having a night. Then he says some stuff that only the killer could know. And when he said Ron Goldman got into this karate stance, he said he got in this karate stance. He said, I almost laughed at him because if I wasn't so mad, I would have laughed at him. He said he was doing karate. And they said Ron Goldman knew how to do karate. He was a karate, he knew karate, but you wouldn't know that unless you was there to know he got a karate stance trying to fight. And I but then you got the thing where okay, if you did kill somebody and they said he had to go behind his house and climb this fence, whatever, why wasn't there blood on the fence or whatever they were OJ climbed? If he supposedly because he's well in his hypothetical, he says he took the clothes off and the guy, he's this guy named Charlie. He called him Charlie, but he said, they say what he says in the book, he's like, look, if somebody did it, two people, only one person couldn't do it. It had to be two people. And then the narrator was like, well, who should we call this second person? He said, oh, he's like, Uncle, call him whatever the fuck you want to call him. But let's call him Charlie. Now, people say Charlie is just the evil part of OJ's mind, but then you think about it. Where did you got to find where the bloody clothes at? He in his hypothetical, he says he gave the bloody clothes to Charlie. He said, do throw away, get these clothes, throw them away, do what you want to do. Now, there was blood in the car, there was blood and blah blah blah. But then, why is there under blood like in the car, on the fence? And I'm thinking, so I like how he could, then how he could. Then he said, he had arthritis in his legs and stuff, and he was old from football. But I guess when you get that, when you just mad, adrenaline come in, you can just. I know people start lifting cars and stuff when they just got that
Yeah,
adrenaline.
stuff that
But
yeah. That's
But then there's this dude who confessed, who's in prison for murder. He's murdered somewhere like Ronald Parker or some shit. I don't know if you heard, you ever seen that video? Ron Parker, Run, his name Ronald, Run something.
so he admitted.
He been admitting that. They say that on Baby's Story though. But they say he appeared, he said he was hired by OJ to kill him. He says hired by OJ. And he says, now apparently they look him up. He did stay like 20 minutes from where Nicole stayed. He stayed, and so he had enough time to do the murders and leave. And he said he did. They said he used to be like a cleaner man for this, so he knew the area. So it could make sense. But he's in jail right now, a life sentence or death for murder anyway. But it's they saying that, I don't know, people say they don't believe his story because, you know, serial killers start saying stuff a lot. And I don't know. But
You know, they try to draw it to something.
yeah.
They try to
And Rosa says free Diddy. Free Diddy, no Diddy. Yeah, Diddy doing some Diddy doing Diddy things. And he seen the picture. I think he actually put a video out or some Instagram post after he got out, and he looked happy and stuff like ain't nothing happened. When you mean you got money like that, I guess you like fuck it. I'm just gonna pay some money. This because to the industry.
they put this in the street,
Hell.
bitch. I'm in the street. Damn, Waka Flocka. Sorry, song popped in my head.
Hey,
But
white folks. Waka Flocka, he was one of the worst rappers. He had some beats. If he could rap, and his beats were nice, like some of the songs. We
yeah.
just he just couldn't. He ran. He, but I like I commend because he said, he even said on Shannon, like he like Shannon Sharp interview with him. He said I didn't. He didn't like. He just said I'm not a rapper. Like he said he didn't think he was a good rapper. He never thought about it. He said it in the MGK video. Even with the yeah, remember that song? You seen the video?
I don't know
And
why.
MGK asked him, he like, you think you're a good rapper? And Waka be like, fuck. He say, fuck no. Then Waka Flocka part come on. He said he don't never. I'm like, well, damn, at least he admitted.
He's just extra humble.
Hey, but my top, who is your favorite, like, top rapper right now, if you could take, or top five this time? I know because we can start rapping. Let's talk about the Kendrick Lamar shit he did. I heard the song. Nice song. I still think Jordan Lucas is top. If I'm gonna go top, I'm gonna go Jordan Lucas. I'm gonna go
Your
Drake.
favorite or just
Cole. What was your favorite like rapper from you gonna be Texas? You remind mine's Chamillionaire and now right now it's Jordan Lucas. I go Jordan Lucas right now. I think mine's top now is Jordan Lucas.
I mean, I'm just gonna say all these still my favorite. Some of my favorite like MGK, Yellow Wolf, Big Crit, Big Sean.
Yeah, now those are like not the top.
And I look like Drake and all that, but see, the thing about these rappers, like they bring a certain vibe, and in the music they make, I can't explain it. It ain't, I ain't, and notice they're not the most popular rappers probably,
Yeah, everybody be sleeping on Yellow Wolf.
but they just make certain music that I gravitate to, and that sets a mood for me, or it caters to my mood.
Rosa says, "said I don't like rappers personally. I don't think Tom McDonald's bad. Obviously, Lil Scott. Okay, Lil Scott. You heard Lil Scott? I pick on Lil Scott.
I have
He
to.
going Tom McDonald though. I just heard a song. He Tom McDonald pretty nice too. If you go check him out, he's a white dude. I like Tom McDonald. Some of his stuff, you know that one song he said about the America and stuff, but it was good. I like Tom McDonald. The song, the one you gotta, if you're gonna hear someone, going his old songs is called I Hate Rap. Or something like that. It's called I Hate Rap or I Hate Rappers or something like that. Or something like that. It's jamming. You gotta hear. That's the one I think was you gotta hear. If you're gonna listen to it first to get into Tom McDonald, listen to that one.
I
Cause
got okay. I got enough. 'Cause I like to know the underrated
yeah,
people though.
he got some with Dax. He got some with Dax on there. Him and Dax got
Dax,
some.
they probably people start
Yeah,
still sleeping on him.
oh they sleeping on Dax for real. Dax is nice. Oh,
But something else in the south, man. I'm so versatile.
me too, you
Like,
know.
see Kendrick Lamar. I
Yeah.
just think people are gonna take a side, just like
Yeah.
who rap better, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole? Should I listen to both of them?
Yeah. And that's cool. That's hard to see because they both cool. I like
I
J.
mean,
Cole a
they
little bit
both
better.
like. So, they so rare, like, and
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar,
Like
maybe the
J.
one of the rawest rap
Yeah.
talents of our lifetime, of our generation. Let's just.
Yeah, I still think if you gotta listen to that Jordan Lucas album, I'm telling you, Jordan Lucas. I think they not people gonna tell a lot of people they'll be sleeping on because they don't really know about Jordan Lucas like that. But
And people know the
yeah.
art. They know. And see, you've been
People
a fan of them, so it's like, well,
yeah,
shit, I like the
you
album, so
gotta
shit. I know you're not
yeah.
being biased.
I feel like lyric, if you're gonna go lyric wise, pound for pound, a battle like from Kendrick to Cole, all that, top of the big three, you gotta put Jordan Lucas in there. He got a song with Eminem when he heard his own with Eminem. He got songs with
Yeah, and
Eminem.
Eminem had him on the track with I think of the track
Yeah.
on Kamikaze,
Yeah, oh yeah,
that
I'm gonna
album.
tell you, Jordan Lucas. Y'all gotta listen to him. Oh yeah, Rose made a statement.
I'm gonna check what's next.
Rose made a statement. He did. R. Kelly got 31 years for the same allegation that Diddy's getting it. So he might go to jail too. He's saying, "Oh, like I said, Diddy acting like he not." He said he might. He should be worried. Yeah. But you know, well, Diddy got a little bit more money.
Rose is a damn reporter.
You know, she could be. You know, she probably could be
That's a good
like
thing. Well, shit.
Rose. She
Hey, that's
could.
and I and hey, I'm
What's
I
up,
say a comment. I got a journalistic
yeah.
background, so
See, I hate
yeah,
rap music about
that was my
RPA too,
major
more than anything.
basically, and I
Hey,
won awards and
the
shit.
I Hate Rap song, you know how the reason I heard that song, I Hate Rap song, because you know how you be going through YouTube
Yeah.
and they play ads. Sometimes they play actual music videos and ads. It's a perfect way to promote your song, right? By the way, if I can find out how to do it for my videos and clips, I'll do it too. I think we can do that. But he was playing a song, and so I was gonna skip the ad.
It was a copyright.
But it was a song. It was a song. I was like, I hate dun, dun. And I said, I'm listening to it. I'm like, okay, it's kind of jamming. And I listened to the whole song. I looked them up on Apple Music, and that was a song. I Hate Rap shit. I'm telling you, I was like, that's how I found out about him because of a YouTube ad. His YouTube ad. That's how he got his song out. I mean, that's the word. That's the best way to promote a song, I think. Put it on the ads because they gonna the people gonna get now. If they don't skip the ad,
Yeah.
when you catch them on that song, whatever they watching, they gonna okay, they can wait. And I said, whatever I was watching something that had nothing to do with rapping. I'm like, oh, fuck, that can wait. Let me listen to
I
this.
mean, that's just an underrated way to market the shit, especially
Kurt
and
is
plus it's
genius.
social media, man. You
It
know what I'm
was
saying?
genius. And I told him, but now, Rich, oh, yeah, y'all didn't got to put Rich. Rich is, I got to put Rich
Yeah,
out
you
there.
talk. Yeah, it's
Rich.
and
Rich is.
I know some people. I mean, I like the other rappers. People like, of course, we all like Boosie. We like, I
Yeah.
mean,
Yeah, booze out there. I like I'm
oh, and I was gonna mention.
lyrics.
Say it because I was gonna message you this, but because
What?
I haven't listened to the whole thing, I listened to some of the Zero album.
I haven't heard
I
that
think
one.
the Still Shining, that might be my
Yeah, I
favorite
love it.
track. So of
Yeah, I think
course, as soon as I heard that, oh, he
the
sampled that,
Powwow. Yeah.
yeah.
I think that one and probably
And
We Okay.
Paul Wall had a good verse
Yeah.
on there.
He
I
went
like,
back to the old Paul and that one kind of
yeah,
I heard
he
some of
signed it pretty.
that. Yeah.
Yeah,
Hey, I love this. That's a good.
that one.
Zero, I ain't never seen a Zero this album be like, dang, that Zero album trash. Since that, what's the word that after that Devil's in My City album, that album, the Purple
Oh
album,
yeah.
from that album,
Drinking and Driving. A lot of people
yes,
like that
from
album.
that album all the way to now, it's just a bunch of songs. It's just
I'm gonna
straight
tell
up
you one album.
bangers.
I wish I got it got more love than the Zero. His one of his one of my favorite Zero albums is so underrated. I don't know that Zero versus the World.
Oh yeah. I heard a little bit of it. I never would really just jam it like
Let's
that.
Chill and
Oh yeah,
fucking.
Let's Chill is my song.
That's one
Let's
of the.
chill.
I mean, shit. Of course, the Joseph Mac Life of Tyler Joseph McVay. Of course,
Yeah,
that's the
that's a good one.
one. I mean, that happy
Yeah.
feeling. That was my that whole album. But that happy feelings was one song.
Yeah.
It's just the vibe of it, and the and then
Like
you went through some. That was one of them albums. You going through some shit.
Yeah, life is a struggle and pain.
Yeah,
Still,
that one. I
still
always
struggle. Oh, my son.
man. We can go, man. I was thinking about that Trey, that tr Losing Composure, that Trey album.
Oh, yeah, I
It
love that
got
album.
plenty of motherfucking
Losing
jam.
Composer. Oh, no, my favorite one because he had Powwow Community.
Oh no,
Oh, no.
yeah.
I did that. Found fact, I did my beat. The beat to my first diss track was on that beat. 1-800, you got wrecked. I wrecked the boy named C Whiskey to that
Yeah.
beat right there. That was the beat.
Dude, speaking of whiskey, it might be something in this cup right here. Give us
See, oh man, the dude is crazy. He on Facebook. His name is I forgot his name. Me and him had a little beef,
see whiskey, because he
and
from
I
Kentucky.
always
I believe
said
he's from Kentucky.
it was a Mexican dude from Dallas. And I always you know I be start ending careers. Now I ended up dissing him because of some stupid stuff. Cause I he got fly with
Yeah.
me over AOL.
Well, so it's
Well,
50, but well, I thought Ice Cube,
see.
but shit, they
Hear about
gave
the
it a
news?
the they offered a 5 mil for the big three.
Oh yeah, he said you hear the news about
Ice
some
Cube is one
BS
of
reporter
the
Rob
most
Parker probably
underrated
slapping
rappers
Clayton.
of all time.
Oh yeah, I heard about. I was talking about on Undisputed or Shannon Sharpe show.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beat. I mean, I haven't seen them, the beat. I saw little clips, but I don't know if it's gonna catch
I'm
on
probably
to
gonna watch it like I did in the early. I like the concept. It just
yeah.
adds to his legacy. He's a genius for that shit, man.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably, I mean, you ain't gonna be bigger than NBA, but maybe.
Yeah, well, that's something.
I mean, from Caitlin
He
Clark.
does, of course, is when
Yeah.
the NBA season after the NBA season. So it's genius, the timing. You
Yeah.
bring it and you allow him past players and to
You
do
know
their
what?
thing,
If
you know.
I'm him, if I'm Caitlin Clark, she might first. She want to make some money. She need to do that because she goes to WNBA. She gonna make like 200,000 a year. She making like millions now in college. If you're gonna go back to make stay making millions, if she care about money, she'll probably sign with the
Well,
big three.
and then it's like the WNBA thing.
Going
That
to
could just be
WNBA.
for legacy, because
Yeah,
obviously
what about
that's the
that?
next level of basketball.
Damn.
So
50 Cent is in the Diddy news too about that baby mama drama with after Diddy. All that shit. It's crazy.
hey, shout out to BMF. BMF is going harder,
So
of
50
course.
Cent offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play in the big three. So 50 Cent's part of that big
He
three?
probably got. Man, I
Like an
haven't followed
owner?
him so long.
I
I
think they got
thought
like teams or something. Like they can be owners or something. Let's see.
they said shit goes. Yeah.
WNBA players don't make the most. I heard like Brittany Griner was going overseas to play in Russia. That's why she's going overseas because they make like, yeah, they make like a few
50
hundred
Cent is
thousand
on.
dollars. Yeah, so yeah, man.
Hell, 50 Cent invested.
Hey,
Hell, he'll making some bread, so shit.
if they ask me $5 million to play 3-on-3
Shout
basketball,
out to Aaliyah.
I'm doing it. I'm going it. Aaliyah, that's the Jersey lady, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Oh, ask her where my jersey at that I ordered like
She probably don't
6
get
years
married.
ago.
She got the twins. She got a.
Got 20. Oh, she having a baby, ain't she?
She
I
got.
ordered a jersey from her like 5, 6 years ago, and I never paid for it. Well, I never gave her the money to pay for it. I just, it was, remember I showed you the Kawhi Leonard North jersey with the
Out man, they got some nice
red.
and Rose. They got some nice man. I ain't gonna lie. If he had stayed with Toronto, I probably would have got a
Yeah.
Raptor because I like them. They got
Yeah.
like two or three. I would love to have.
That's what I want. I really want that red. It would match my shoes too, like I got right here. It matched these
I
J's
like
right
them.
here. Red and white was this color too. It matched these J's. I need that jersey. Aaliyah, can I find that jersey? It might be in your closet, deep down in the closet somewhere. If it's the I, cause I mean she obviously ordered it, so I'm pretty sure I want she might have sold it to somebody. We do this way too
Probably are
soon.
some people they redo they stop, so
Yeah.
that's why some try to get rid of Dre, they
Yeah.
restock. Just like car lots do the
Yeah.
same shit. So
Yeah. Get some cars, sell them, get the money.
like we gotta get new stock cars. Like we gotta
He's gonna get
then
them.
I go oh
AMP
yeah, and I'm
games.
gonna hey I'm gonna Well, I was gonna do it sometime during this episode. I'm gonna shout out to Miss Cash. You know who she is, Miss Cash, the homie. She was brought the sauce to the OTB Fast Lane, but she just got sauce. So
Miss
shout out to Miss
Cash.
Cash. She knows who she is. I
Shout out to
kept
Miss
my word.
Cash.
I said I was gonna shout out because that's
Shout
my
out to Miss
friend.
Cash, and I want to see how you look. Because if you look good,
She
I'm going to
might
ask
be
you.
at the Erica busted,
She might. Oh, she's going to be
busted
busting
issue. Two
it too.
shots. Okay.
Hey, speaking of
Shout
Erica Banks, it's almost
out
time.
Louisiana 23rd.
Oh, yeah. So I got to go ahead and go ahead and
Eugene,
here.
shout out to
So
not
they're
even
going to
the
be,
co-player, shout out to Jerome. Whole
it says,
Cincinnati team, man.
Kayla Quay in base, she's
Mo
great.
Nice TB, what's
Moneyball.
up? Let's turn up.
She's still way too small. 5'10", 150 pounds. Dude's all bigger than her. She can keep 80. For 82 games, yeah, she that small. 82 games. She probably would be better than doing a big 3-3-on-3 shit.
Well, she is still, I mean,
I mean,
she's
she can
been.
shoot. They say I ain't really watched a lot of women, but I know she can shoot. Like
She
that one
got.
white boy from Oakland, that remember that dude that we saw? He said he's not an NBA player. He was
He
a
not
three-point
healthy, the
shooter.
boy, but he don't average a lot of points.
There's a
But
Chinese
he had
dude
a good
too.
the boy from Alabama. He was one the main
Yeah.
reason they knocked off North Carolina.
And there's a Chinese dude that's been shooting three. He's hated the Chinese curry. I forgot what team he played for. They said
Chinese curry sound like a
that
fucking dish.
too. Chinese shoulder.
Goat that yeah that
Goat.
goat curry meat or whatever that shit
Goat
called.
curry. I've had some Jamaican
Goat
food
curry
before.
that.
What I had? I had some. I went to a Jamaican. It was in Louisiana, in a town. It had a Jamaican place. I had that curry
Listen, you
chicken.
tails.
I had curry
You tails.
chicken. It was a curry chicken. No, it was the jerk. It was jerk chicken.
You jerk.
I think it was jerk chicken. One of them chicken, but it was just it. I'm like, after I heard, I'm like, damn, I need some more Jamaican food.
What a jerk chicken.
I wish we need a Jamaican food place here. I like this. Speaking of food, Hangy Joe's. Shout out to Hangy Joe's.
Man, I'm gonna
Hot
get
chicken.
some. I'm gonna get some.
Hey, it was so hot. My eyes are watering tears. It was still
You
good.
don't want it hot. I just want
I'm
chocolate.
like crying and eating this stuff, but I'm crying in the car.
Make that gyro.
It's
We cry together.
I don't know why. So I want to do the hot. You know what? I need my sub. If y'all listen to this, I'm gonna make
What you gonna do, the one chip challenge?
give me 20 likes on any video, and I'll get the hottest chicken there. Now, there's a lot of places. Wingstop got. I've tried them. There's
Oh,
Buffalo Wild Wing,
the
but
wings on the.
Hangry Jones got this super hot, angry hot. I'll try it, and I'll do it on camera if I get 20 likes. I'll do it. Now, one day I accidentally got some extra hot ones from Buffalo Wild Wings. I didn't know they was that hot, and I thought they were like this other kind. I've been, I'm just, I've been, I started like choking me. I was like breathing hot. I had hot
You
flashes,
need some milk.
and I like hot stuff, but this one took me out. I guess it took me by surprise because I was like, damn, but I always like, if you see me eating food, eating some chicken, and I'm crying and tears in my eyes, don't come over and
I'm
pat me
gonna
ask
get
what's
some
wrong.
stuff good. Man, that
Yeah.
fish plate was here last night. I had to get one.
Oh,
From
Jammin' J's?
my old boy. The
Oh,
one that be
yeah.
at he was at
Sensation.
yeah.
You
That
think?
was him. It was
Damn.
ooh.
I want to go to Sensation. This I'm not going to say that. I don't know. You think it's going to be Jungle Sensation, Sensation Jungle?
Yeah, the trail right down at Chapel. Some people will probably pull up
I'll try Pia. My
unless they
people, it's my
open.
people
They
there.
probably fuck. Yeah, Juju.
It's my people. Chop Pia. Chop Pia. That's why I'm at school. Chop Pia
Yeah,
Bulldogs.
ready to ready see some.
Ready for
Hey, ready
football.
see some football,
Hey,
man.
speaking of football, we're going back to tie. It's going to be when the football season starts for high school. Since we can go live, I can share the line right into the group. We'll probably have way more people in here, and a lot of the older crowd that rock with it, they're going to be in here. So y'all be ready.
Gotta connect them. Gotta connect
All the
them.
people rocking
Pay
with us.
attention. Pay attention.
And then we start getting questions like, y'all, we can, it's going to be way better stuff. Hey, but it's almost time. Speaking of that, speaking of talking about the Erica Banks shows, just because it's going to be 10:30. I guess we're going to wrap it up in a minute or here in a minute. Who going to be at the door, you wonder? Because
We at the door.
I don't want people to, especially now, this is happening exactly. This is not going to happen this time. Do you think that happened? When remember when we was walking the Finesse 2 Time show, I was walking with you, and this girl came up to you. She knew, hey, CJ, and she latched herself on to you and just got it through me and this and said, fuck you, dude, and
The one
got
you
in
mean
with.
in real fly?
Yeah, I don't know. She knew you, and she kept, she was a tall,
Oh,
dark-skinned chick.
yeah,
Yeah, she,
she likes them.
like, and it's all, y'all, yeah, and y'all ain't cutting in front of me this time. So you really think she's gonna survive a whole season getting body shaped by Simmons or Ben, Bam, Bam? Oh, no, she ain't gonna go to no NBA.
Thinking about the NBA shit,
I tell you, I'm from the W, well, the WBA, well, those, she can play with those girls. I mean, I'm guess she, even, well,
Yeah, you'll see about it.
yeah, but all you, but big, all the big three is like women and men play together or something.
Not men versus, well, shit, have women.
Women, they tell their
Just
team.
be, I can watch it. Like, well, she'd be 3-on-3. It'd be,
So it's just like 3-on-3 basketball. It's like
yeah,
pickup
big
games.
three.
I mean, I don't know.
If I see
Would
some,
it be interesting to watch some pickup games? I don't know.
it'd be it. I mean, shit,
I mean, I guess
it's better than you think, shit.
it probably is because I thought I saw a
Or
real
you'll be
football
like, oh,
player.
what's making still ball? You thought you old as hell.
Oh, we got old Aaron Iverson out there or something.
Yeah,
He probably have, speaking of
hell, they.
hell, old era, old Michael Jordan right now can probably still beat any of us in basketball 1-on-1. Old Michael
Got
Jordan.
6-year-old joy.
Hell. And I'm a
I'm gonna
basketball
bust
dude.
your ass.
Hey, buddy, give me a chance. I'll try. Oh, speaking of old, speaking of
Speaking
basketball,
of travel, what's her name?
DC.
The old girl from North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
She
no.
was slow.
Do you see Cam Newton's response to Channing Skip Bayless about this? Remember, he's
I
Channing
was
Skip.
watching some of his clips
He
other night. I was up late,
was
really
like,
late.
Skip, look, if you're gonna do this, I was like, he said, Skip said, if I win,
Skip
I'm getting
challenged him
a.
to a race too. He's like, we can race.
He told he wanted, he said a game was three, like three. And Skip had a video of him shooting threes.
Yeah.
He can shoot. It was shattered. So Cam Newton was like, look, okay. Skip said, if you win, you can't talk about nothing about he said something, you can't talk about sports no more about, you can't talk about, you can't give your opinion on something you can't do, something like that. And it's Cam was like, well, if you win, if I win, or when I win, I want your seat. Yeah, I'm taking your seat. He's that first. I'm coming to undisputed. And he's like, you can't talk, or you can't say nothing about, you can't give your opinions on no athlete about something you cannot do, or something like that. So Cam Newton versus Skip Bayes in the 3-point. I don't know. Skip showed me that. You seen this clip, some kids are shooting.
Yeah,
The weird shot, but
and now he can shoot because I can.
yeah, he got a little shot.
Yeah, it's a you know,
It
it's a lot of push in it, but you know,
yeah, it's it get there.
yeah, in a 3-point contest, shit. I mean,
He said it was a game of horse. They said he won't play a game of horse.
yeah, that too. Well, you ain't. I mean, it's uncontested shots,
But see,
but.
then Cam Newton could do something that gets Rock Rub and dunk, and I don't think Sip could dunk. So that might get him.
That was the whole thing right there. Oh, I could just dunk it if I'm playing against a 6'8 motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh,
Cam
shit.
Newton, I think Cam Newton is he's perfect for this podcast though. He got the personality and everything. Like Cam Newton could be, if Cam Newton got a deal with the WWE for just a man, even a wrestler, I'd love to have him cut a promo on people. Just tell you think about this. Listen to Cam, he got the personality to be a WWE character or whatever you want to call him. He can cut a promo, he can be a manager, he can wrestle. I'm pretty, but you seen him take two dudes on, so. Speaking of like him joining the bloodline and being like,
Well,
like, I'm telling you, Cam Newton got that. He got that personality, and especially for podcasts, he like
he
perfect.
definitely he paying attention to shit and
He learned. He figured it out. Like he know. Like, cause I didn't think. I thought it was. I never thought this Cam Newton was like that. When like he, I listened to him more than I was listening to Pat
people out
McAfee.
there. You probably be surprised I got it, but some people like they should do it. Right, they should do it, and you know, some people just made for it more than others. But you gotta have it. Hey, you gotta know the game. You gotta pay attention to what's going on. And hey, we found out more, and we found out shit about them.
A lot of stuff,
So that's good. And you know, then they could add shit to it. But I like it. I was watching clips of it. So.
But it's time to get about
Good.
here. It's
Yeah.
our time. Shout out to everybody, shout out to my peoples over here, YouTube. Go hit that got I got Shea Balipolei pin in the description. Get that got we stuck on pre-orders. So
Yeah,
now good.
we got that one night stand juice coming.
Hey, well, I do got the W. Try
They
W
love it. Love it.
Roses nigga. Order a pack of my
I need
energy
some. I
drink.
need
I'm
some.
gonna I'm going to it. I keep getting around to it. I'm going to order it and I'm gonna do a video on how I taste. But do that. SeatGeek if you want to go to a game, blah blah. I don't know. WrestleMania coming up. I got tickets on there. It's in Philadelphia. She can probably go to WrestleMania. She close to it's a
They
little
could
close.
be going down.
But
We'll have some WrestleMania talking going down.
oh yeah, we gotta do it. We're gonna do a review. We're gonna do a Jim Cornette type style. I'm gonna do a review on WrestleMania. We're gonna do the review of WrestleMania. We'll do a preview. We'll do a preview. Depending on what day we gotta do the show. But we can do a review, preview. All the matches and just talk about it and hey, because wrestling content be
Big
going
Daddy. Child, Aries Bash. I like Aries. Aries cool. Aries stand on business. And they got some. Never mind.
good. Oh yeah, Aries,
Yeah, Aries. Aries. I saw some Aries last night. I might see some Aries tonight. I'm gonna see some Aries
But
number
that
six.
then we from out of here. Everybody knows. Y'all know what I name. Y'all like y'all know the motto. It's your boy 3CP. The dude who single-handedly ended the career of J Mel Flow. Yes, I said it. I said it again. I said it once. You type his name in, my name comes up. If you mess with me, you end up like him. And that's just how it is, because I am who I am. And he said, just like CM Punk said, The Rock don't mention him no more because his hands were too small to box with God. And that's because that's who I am. I'm a God. Hey, we out here. Peace.